now for White Spot Giants this week.
Back come the Giants across the line. Kosh, left wing, looks, waits, finds a man, gets it, scores! In he comes! Stop by David Tendick, he kept it out! Oh, mercy, what a save by Tendick! Up the middle comes Byram, right side, Ronning at the circle, scores!
Here's your host, Dan O'Connor.
Welcome to White Spot Giants this week. We are on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants. We are on Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, voice of the Vancouver Giants. I am the host of this show, and I am very pleased to be joined tonight by a fellow who, kind of a weird way to say this, but fortunately, unfortunately, joins me after a remarkable WHL career. And before I introduce my guest, I do want to bring you into the loop. If you were not familiar, exactly a week ago, on Monday, the 2019-20 WHL season officially came to an end. No playoffs, no regular season, no nothing. This happened about 2 hours after I had finished a wonderful conversation with Vancouver Giants captain Alex Canik-Liepert. And so the past week, we've all been a bit of a funk, a bit of a state of disarray. And for me personally, the saddest part of all of this is the fact that the three outgoing 20-year-olds for the Vancouver Giants never truly got a fair send-off. That said, I feel very fortunate to have one of those outgoing 20-year-olds on this show with me right now. A fellow by the name of Tyler Pruzzuzzo, originally from Victoria, BC, a veteran of 327 career regular season WHL games, the most of any active WHL player. That is really, really cool to say, and I know for the Vancouver Giants, we were very fortunate to have him for 34 of those games. Tyler Pruzzuzzo joins me now on the show. I did my best for the intro for you there, Tyler. Hope it worked out well, man. Hope you're safe. Hope you're healthy. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. It was quite an intro. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, let's get some of the crappy stuff out of the way first. You, your family, you're safe, you're doing okay. Where are you right now? I know that you've gone to Vancouver back and forth a little bit, but what does life look like for you in the days of social isolation in 2020?
Yeah, I'm just back at home at the house in Victoria, so not too far from Vancouver, so I've been back a couple times, but yeah, just trying to practice social distancing, so kind of staying away from everyone, do my workouts in the morning, then just kind of my online classes throughout the day, and that's about it these days.
Tyler, a week ago when you heard the news that the playoffs were officially canceled, and thus essentially meaning the end of your WHL career, I realize it's a bit of a loaded question, but can you do your best to kind of sum up the emotion that went into that day and kind of reading it officially and knowing that this is the unfortunate reality of your situation?
Yeah, you know, getting sent home, when all the guys got sent home, I think a bunch of us saw it coming that it wasn't getting much better if the virus going around. There's a big chance that this was going to happen. And then, you know, everyone was staying positive and kind of hoping that we could get playoffs going in some way or another, and then when they finally released that it was over, it was kind of a sad day, but in the same way I think a lot of us saw it coming, so we were kind of prepared for it. So it's crappy as it is, it's the way it's got to be, and with the virus not looking like it's getting better at the moment, you know, you gotta just stay safe at this point. You gotta do what you gotta do. So crappy way to end it, but understandable.
Well said. Want to talk about some happier times with you here, Tyler, so we're going to segue right into that. 327 games for you in the WHL. I remember speaking to you right around game 300, and I asked you does it go by as fast as they say? And I feel, thinking back, you had a bit of a mixed answer. I think you had mentioned something along the lines of some of it felt really fast, some of it felt really slow. 327 career games. Did it fly by, or were there certain moments where things did tend to drag on a little bit? That's a long time of your life. That's 5 years.
Yeah, you know, a lot of games, and sometimes it's a bit slow. You know, it's in the dog days of December and the team's not, you know, doing as well as you want to. It can be a long process and kind of have to grind to fight your way back. But the majority, looking back on it, all flew by. I remember the older 20-year-olds when I was 16 telling me, like, watch out, it's going to fly by before you know it. And boy, did it. Like, 5 years and it flew by that quick. It's pretty crazy.
Tyler Prezzuzzo joins me right now on White Spot Giants This Week, a outgoing 20-year-old at the Vancouver Giants and a veteran of 327 career games. Tell us about the first game. What do you remember about it? And from the first game, tell us about your first goal.
So first game, home against Lethbridge, in Medicine Hat when I was still there, and I remember being super nervous. I actually think I threw up before the game, thinking I was sick. But then after thinking, just realized it was just nerves before. And it was the first game at the Kenalta Center at the rink in Medicine Hat that opened a couple of years back. And it was sold out there. So 7,000-8,000 people there. So it's a pretty crazy game. And I don't remember if we won or not, but I remember I was super excited to be a part of it.
So that means you would have gotten to have a training camp at the Old Barn then, correct? But never got to play a game at the old Medicine Hat Arena?
Yeah, exactly. So I had training camp there, and then my first year was the opening of the new one. So kind of would have been cool to get a game in at the old arena. I heard it was crazy, but the new one's great right too. So happy to have time there.
A 5-3 win for the Medicine Hat Tigers that night over the Lethbridge Hurricanes, doing the quick glance at the box score. Max Gerlach, David Quenville, each with a couple of points. Cole Sanford, Trevor Cox as well with 2-point games in that game for Tyler Prezzuzzo's WHL debut back in 2015. You managed to stay remarkably healthy over the course of your career. You don't get to 327 games without a bit of luck along the way. Did you ever have a near miss or anything really of great health concern that happened to you where you thought, oh boy, maybe this might end up being serious? Or was this just a fortunate career of a few bumps and bruises along the way?
Yeah, you know, I think I was obviously really fortunate how many games I ended up squeezing out there. But no, not really. Just a couple of minor injuries along the way. Nothing too serious. And the only thing I can think of is I had one concussion that I missed about 2 weeks for. But other than that, it was just very fortunate of not really having any long-term injuries at all.
So year one in the WHL, 10 points for you in 59 games played. We talked about the first game as a 16-year-old. Do you remember the point in your career, Tyler, where all of a sudden things clicked? I've spoken to a lot of guys over the years where all of a sudden that light bulb just kind of flicks on, and you go from maybe a nervous 16-year-old to a, I got this, I know I can contribute, I know I can be a real key part of what's going on here. Was there a game? Was there a moment? Was there a goal? Was there a time that you can think back and remember, okay, I'm confident, I know I can do this?
Yeah, I'd say there's probably just 2 points there. I think my start of my 17-year-old year, I was coming back, I had a lot of confidence after playing a full year as a 16-year-old. It's not too many guys get that opportunity. And then so I was pretty confident coming into my 17-year-old season, thought I could do some stuff, but our team was amazing that year. I think we had 52 wins, so it's kind of stuck in a fourth-line role there, but I still had the confidence. And then after that, we lost some guys going into my 18-year-old season, so then going into there, I was kind of knew that was going to be a big turning point, that 18-year-old year was going to be a guy I could be counted on and contribute more offensively, so I think those are the 2 points for me.
That 17-year-old season, Tyler, that you remembered 71 games for you as a 17-year-old, 22 points for you, not bad at all for a young guy still trying to kind of find his way. But you also played 11 playoff games that year, the most of any season for you, 11 games in that 2017 WHL playoff. What do you remember about those two playoff rounds? And no doubt that would have been a fairly invaluable component of your experience.
Yeah, you know, like you're saying, I'm surprised because I win in the playoffs throughout my career. It was kind of a tough way to end it, game seven overtime. And I think we had a power play, too, at that. They scored one on us. But I just remember that was one of the best years I had in the league. Our team was so confident and so good that we had so much confidence going into every game. I think we obviously got knocked out earlier than we wanted to. We wanted to go all the way, but such a good team to be a part of, with all the confidence in the room and the thought of winning a championship. It was the first real time that we actually believed we could win.
Tyler Pazuzu, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week. He is an outgoing overage forward for the Vancouver Giants, 327 career WHL games, another 23 games in the playoffs. You had the phenomenal fortune to play, you know, the better part of close to 300 games with the Medicine Hat Tigers. The Giants-Tigers rivalry, of course, stems back to some epic meetings in the 2007 playoffs and ultimately the 2007 Memorial Cup. But tell me about the Medicine Hat organization, an organization with some pretty rich history. What was it like to be a Tiger, being in that community and kind of going for your lunches, going for your coffees, going and kind of hanging out in that city? I can only imagine that it would be a pretty sweet place to play junior hockey for five seasons.
Yeah, nothing but great things to say about the Medicine Hat organization. It's world-class, first-class. It's just a great place to play. They do talk about history quite a bit. It was their 50th season this year, so lots of history there, some championships, some Memorial Cups, so they stress that a lot. And then yeah, it's a pretty cool place to play. Just walking around in the city, people know you. It's a small town, so hockey's a big part of the city. And it's pretty cool when you're going around getting a coffee and guys are talking to you about the season and how it's looking and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's an awesome place to play.
Some of those earlier seasons in Medicine Hat, Tyler, tell me about some of the – tell me about some memorable teammates, guys who you kind of clicked with and bonded with. Were there some older players that kind of guided you along? I know you mentioned that, you know, when you were 16, a lot of the older guys were kind of in your ear telling you to kind of savor the moment, savor the opportunities. Who were some of your early WHL influences?
Yeah, you know, definitely looking back at my 16-year-old, Ty Stanton, he was the captain. He was a great captain. I always looked up to him. He always included the young guys in a lot of things, so definitely him. And then I'd say another big one, I think, was the next year. His name was Clayton Karachenko. He actually played in Vancouver. Yep. Made a trade for him. Then he came in and became our captain. He was one of the best guys I played with in the room. He was such a good captain, such a good leader, and just a guy I still look up to today.
So throughout 327 games in the WHL, no doubt you get to meet a lot of great teammates, and we'll dive a little deeper into Vancouver in a moment here, Tyler, but what about some of the guys that you had to go up against? Kind of a maybe a strange question for you. Interpret it how you will. Thinking back, who were some of your favorite players to play against?
Yeah, you know, obviously the Western League produces a lot of good guys, so a lot of guys that are coming to mind right now, I'd say obviously Barzal. He's an absolute stud in the NHL now. He was pretty cool to play against. And then Justin Moosejaw was pretty close to Medicine Hat. We play them a lot. Would be Braden Point was another just stud to play against. Watching him do things on the ice was pretty crazy. And when you're out against him, you got to be aware. And then Sam Steele, all those guys. Regina's had some good guys over the past, so playing Regina was always cool against them. Those are just, yeah, some of the guys that stick out.
Tyler, was there ever a team that that for whatever reason just seemed to bring out the best in you? Maybe it was points. Maybe it was just doing your part defensively. Was there a team that you really got up for and looked forward to playing against? And by the same token, was there a team that you looked at and thought, oh man, really? I got to play against these guys again?
I wouldn't say any team that I was kind of almost afraid to play against, like kind of the way you're putting it, but I think kind of fits in the both was playing Lethbridge. Such a good rivalry in Medicine Hat against Lethbridge. So you'd always get up for those games, always get excited. It was such a big battle every night. So if you weren't ready to play, it would show. And if you were, it would show too. So always fun playing in those games, kind of like the Victoria-Vancouver rivalry.
Let's segue a little bit to your chapter in Vancouver, Tyler. It's not a long one, but I would like to say that it's a very, hopefully a very important one, because I know it was for many, around here that I've spoken to. You're on the bus coming home from Lethbridge, if I'm not mistaken, and it's early December 2019. Are your spidey senses tingling at all that something might be afoot? Tell me about the conversation when you learned that you were leaving the only WHL team that at the point in time you would ever know.
Yeah, it was a very unique situation for me. It's not like you're saying, I've never been traded before until then. But yeah, like you're saying, we're coming back from Lethbridge. I think the game went to overtime or shootout. Lethbridge isn't very far away, but it took a bit longer for the overtime and the shootout, so we got back a bit later than usual, just unpacking our gear and stuff, just about to head home, and me and Trevor got called into the office, and at the time we weren't thinking about getting traded at all or anything like that, and then walking in, getting called into the coach's room around 1:32, it's kind of something that doesn't usually happen, so it's kind of weird, kind of had the tingles walking in then, and then walked in, saw Joey Fraser, one of the young assistant coaches that had been there the whole time with me. He had some tears in his eyes, so I think I saw it coming then. I might have started to wonder about what team that we could be going to, and then Trevor came in behind me, and Willie got pretty much straight to the point and told us that, Trevor, you're from Vancouver, so you'll be going home, and Tyler, you're just from Victoria, so it's just a ferry right away, so you guys will both be close to home for me to finish my career, and Trevor to play half a year, maybe a year and a half. So that was pretty much it, and walked in, said our goodbyes to the guys the next day, and next day we're on a plane out, and next day we have a game.
And what a game it was. A first star performance for you, 2 goals in the Giants' teddy bear toss victory at Rogers Arena. Probably easier to deal with given that you're 20 years old and you're not a 17-year-old having to kind of pack up your life. But I can only imagine that in a 24-hour sequence like that, Tyler, I mean, does adrenaline just kind of officially take over? Do you have a whole lot of time to think about it? Or does your instinct as an athlete just kind of take over in a situation like that where you arrive in a new city, you only really know the guy beside you in Trevor Longo, and, oh yeah, by the way, we've got this game at Rogers Arena in downtown Vancouver, our biggest game of the year.
Yeah, pretty much like you were saying, I think I was just in shock most of the time. The only time I really thought about it, I think, after packing everything, was just on the quick plane over, and then right from there, I think the shock took over again, going pretty much straight to downtown Vancouver, and yeah, not knowing any of the guys besides Trevor. It was kind of unique, but all the guys were pretty great that game, and Dicker just said, you're not going to know all the systems and stuff like that, we'll try to teach you as best you can, but just go out there and just play hard and play your game, and I think that's what I tried to stick to, and it worked out, and I think we ended a 4 or 5 game losing streak, so it was good.
And I'm sure it probably helped having a bit of success early, getting a chance to go out there, score a couple, and make a good first impression. I remember you and I actually spoke the next Monday on this show, and things were still just a bit topsy-turvy for you, but then hopefully all of a sudden things started to kind of gel and started to get a little more comfortable for you. Tell me, you know what? Because I've been chronicling this on the website, the 11-game winning streak. Late January, it all started in Kelowna. Even before the streak started, Tyler, did you start to feel it coming? Did you start to get a sense that maybe after the trade deadline that the Giants were starting to figure things out a little bit?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, definitely with the addition of Voracek. Forsey was great for us the whole time. He was lighting it up. So I think just the team was going strong. We were every game we were playing, it was a close game, and we felt like we had confidence. And when you have confidence in this league, it helps tremendously. So just I think we saw it coming a bit before it even started. But, yeah, the 11-game win streak was just huge for us.
So it starts January 26th, the game in Kelowna. Two skaters down, you win the game 3-1. And the streak goes about a full calendar month. The 6-5 win against the Calgary Hitmen at home was win number 11. Of those 11 games, Tyler, was there one game above all others that kind of sticks out to you as being a really memorable one through all of that? Maybe the road game to Kamloops with the delay comes to mind, the 12-4 win against Tri-City. I mean, was there one game through that you think back and think, oh man, that was a wild ride?
Yeah, I think honestly both the ones you said there, getting late to Kamloops, and we'd struggled with Kamloops in the past. It was kind of just go out there and just play our hearts out. So we just did that and came out the win. And then, like you're saying, the Tri-City was just one that just gave us even more confidence, scoring 12 goals that game. Just realized that we were a team that wasn't really known for scoring goals, but we can do it. And then just the last one there, the 11th win against Calgary and coming back from a 3-goal deficit and winning that, it's the loudest I've heard the LEC in my time there. So it's a pretty fun game to be part of.
Just a few more questions for Tyler Prezzuzzo, Vancouver Giants overage forward, who is doing a bit of a stroll down memory lane with me here, celebrating 327 career regular season games in the WHL. A quick question here. We'll take a short break. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up here, Tyler. But while we end this segment, Milos Roman, David Tendick, your two fellow 20-year-olds. I know you didn't get maybe the best chance to get to know these guys over the course of a 5-year career, but tell me about Dave Tendick. Tell me about Milos Roman, your two fellow 20-year-olds, and kind of the impact that they had on you.
Yeah, like you're saying, didn't get to know them too well over the time, but definitely quite a bit over the course of 3 months, so... obviously, I'll start with Tendy. He's just a great guy in the room. Guys respected him with how much he worked and his work ethic and everything like that. And he just had the ability to just steal games for us. He was so good in that. So nothing but great things to say about Tendy. And then Milos, obviously, being a hero, he's kind of lots of them say he's a different breed, but he's just an animal. He works the hardest, if not one of the hardest guys in the room every night. And he's just a guy you want to have in your room. He's vocal. He talks, and on the ice, he's a stud too. So two guys that, you know, obviously I didn't get to spend much time with, but two guys that I'd love to graduate with in a 20-year-old year.
Tyler, we're up against the clock a little bit. If you're okay with it, I want to take a super quick commercial break, come back and have some final thoughts with you. Just a few more questions to kind of bring this all home with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sounds good.
Great stuff. Tyler Prezzuzzo, Vancouver Giants overage forward. Still to come, some final thoughts from him as we celebrate a wonderful WHL career. This is White Spot, Vancouver Giants this week on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650. Welcome back to White Spot Giants This Week. We are on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650. Currently enjoying a wonderful conversation with Vancouver Giants graduated overager Tyler Prezzuzzo. a veteran of 327 career games in the WHL, the final 34 of which were with the Vancouver Giants. He led all active WHLers in games played. One segment, not enough to have this kind of meaningful conversation. So Tyler has very generously agreed to stay with us a little bit longer, still to come a little bit later on in the show. We're also going to hear from Tyler's teammate, longtime teammate, Trevor Longo, who's got some words of tribute coming up as well. But as Tyler continues to join me here on this conversation, White Spot Giants This Week, Sportsnet 650, Tyler, Michael Dick, Giants head coach, spoke with me last week, and we talked a little bit about you and your impact and kind of what you meant to the Vancouver Giants during your brief tenure with the team. As much and as comfortable as you are sharing, can you do your best to kind of dive in and tell us a little bit about that conversation with Michael Dick? What was said? What kind of encouragement did he have for you once we knew officially that your WHL career had unfortunately come to a bit of an abrupt end?
Yeah, sure. You know, Dicker was awesome the whole time I was here. He was one of the most welcoming guys to have, and nothing but great things to say about him. And yeah, just I think obviously all the guys are crushed. Our season had to come to an end that early. We're all pretty brokenhearted, but I think anything Dicker might have been the most brokenhearted about it. So that's just a guy that cares, and he's part of the team. He's a big part of the team, and obviously a guy that just wanted to see the team succeed more than anyone. And yeah, just thanked me for everything and thanked him, and that was pretty much it. Wished me the best of luck, and he just wants to stay in touch and stuff like that. And if I need anything down the road, he'll be the guy, and 100% believe in that. If I needed anything, he would be the guy on the phone.
You join the Giants. You're given a letter on your sweater. I know that many in that room looked to you as a leader. That's got to be a really good feeling, you know, to be a 16-year-old, to kind of have everything come full circle, and for you to have an A on your sweater and to be considered one of those guys. I mean, has that part of it kind of sunken in for you yet, Tyler, some of those life lessons along the way? Or is that even maybe something that might not become clear to you until even maybe a year or two down the road, even from today?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that, but as you're saying, when I was given the letter, I just kind of wanted to be the leader that the older guys were to me when I was young. So just tried to do that, and you know, if I need to say something in the room, I'll say something in the room. But other than that, just mostly just try to just show how hard to work on the ice, and that's pretty much it there.
Three more quick ones, then you're out of here. Any Bob Ridley stories from your time in Medicine Hat?
Any Bob Ridley stories? I don't know. Rids is just, he's a beauty. Nothing but good things to say about him, but no, just a great guy. On a long road trip, you can't sleep, you can just go up to the front of the bus and just chat with Rids, and he'll have some good stories for you, but none are really coming to mind right now.
Awesome. Obviously, we're still very new to this reality, Tyler, of the season coming to an end, and I know that this is not a decision to necessarily be rushed, but as far as next year for you, are you leaning one way or the other as far as pursuing pro, pursuing your WHL scholarship? What if anything can you share with us? What are you comfortable sharing with us about what your future may hold in that regard?
Yeah, I'm not too sure yet. Still a bit of time left here, not too much. It's kind of not the best situation with you can't really have face-to-face contact with any of these teams or any of the coaches right now. So obviously the virus is kind of taking that toll. You can't fly anywhere or do anything like that, so it's just mostly just phone talks right now, and I'm sure I'll make my decision here pretty quick, but for now I'm not too sure.
To end this conversation, Tyler, I just want to give you the floor and really just give you the opportunity to just speak on behalf of yourself, to you know, not only necessarily fans of the Vancouver Giants, but fans of the Western Hockey League, fans of the Medicine Hat Tigers, just give you the floor and the opportunity to say any thank yous or to say any remarks that that come to mind.
Yeah, no, the only thing I can think of is just so many thank yous to just everyone. You know, obviously to the entire Giants and Tigers organizations, just so many thank yous for everything they've done for me throughout my whole career. You know, obviously the fans, you have to thank them so much for just coming out and just being so supportive. Most of all, probably just the teammates, you know, going to battle with those guys every night on Medicine Hat and Vancouver. It's just something you don't really know unless you're there, but it's just a huge commitment by everyone and just going to battle with them. And then just thank my parents on top of that for just giving me the opportunity to pursue my dream.
Well said, man. Very well said. And I know it goes without saying, hopefully, Tyler, but you've made quite a mark here with Vancouver and the Vancouver Giants, and we are certainly sad to see your career end this way, but we're also very excited to see what lies ahead for you, because we know with certainty that that success lies ahead for you both in hockey and in life. Thank you for what you did on the ice. Thank you for what you did off the ice, and thank you for you know, just leaving a great legacy with the Vancouver Giants and the Medicine Hat Tigers and the Western Hockey League. I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show tonight.
All right. Thanks for everything, Dano.
Tyler Pirzuzzo, Vancouver Giants overage forward on White Spot Giants This Week. That was a great conversation, a very well thought out conversation, bit of an impromptu one, unfortunately, but big thanks to Tyler Pirzuzzo for taking the time to take a trip down memory lane with us, reflecting on just a wonderful career. And it's sad, but it's also a celebration. And, you know, I feel for him having your career end, you know, not necessarily out of nowhere, but to kind of have your career end on these kind of terms, I'm sure is frustrating for him. I know it's certainly frustrating for his teammates and some of his coaches, but you know, there's a leadership quality there with Tyler Pirzuzzo that I think really deserves to be celebrated. And you know, when I spoke with Michael Dick last week, and we, you know, talked about the 20-year-olds and kind of the legacy that they leave. One thing that Michael Dick made very clear to me, and you can read the article on VancouverGiants.com, is Tyler Pirzuzzo's acquisition was a big part of the Vancouver Giants turnaround. And when the Giants acquired Pirzuzzo, it gave them an offensive weapon, but it also gave them leadership, it gave them depth, and it gave them a tireless worker and a guy that could be relied upon to lead by example with his work ethic, with his play on the ice. And certainly I know Tyler Pirzuzzo is a highly respected teammate, a highly respected player, and I, for one, am very grateful to have had the opportunity to have that conversation just now on this show with him. I thought it would also be fun to replay the debut for Tyler Pirzuzzo, the video highlight montage, the audio highlight montage of Tyler Pirzuzzo and his first star performance that came on December the 8th against the Tri-City Americans, Chevrolet Teddy Bear Toss, a game that took place at Rogers Arena. And what a crazy day, what a crazy 24 hours this must have been for him. Because you're... Okay, let's circle back through the timeline here. Friday night, you play a game in Lethbridge. You're a Medicine Hat Tiger. You don't get back to Medicine Hat until about 1:30 or 2 in the morning. Then you're called into Willie Desjardins' office. You're told that you are leaving the only WHL team you've ever known, and you've been traded to the Vancouver Giants. Saturday, pack your life up, get on a plane, get to Vancouver in time for, oh, just the most important game of the season for the Vancouver Giants. It was Chevrolet Teddy Bear Toss at Rogers Arena. It was a game that the Giants had to win. All of the pomp, all of the circumstance surrounding Teddy Bear Toss in the NHL building with the team needing a bit of a spark, needing to try and turn things around a little bit. Well, Tyler Pazuzu certainly made his presence felt in this game. He was the first star of the game, thanks in large part to a wonderful third period. The highlights from Chevrolet Teddy Bear Toss 2019 and the debut of Tyler Pazuzu with the Vancouver Giants right here, right now on White Spot Giants This Week.
Live from Rogers Arena. In the heart of downtown Vancouver, Chevrolet Teddy Bear Toss 2019. It's here, and we are ready. Rogers Arena, Vancouver Giants, Tri-City Americans. In the middle, left wing for Vasnika. His shot scores! His first goal as a Vancouver Giant is the Teddy Bear goal of 2019. What a shot.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. What a shot. Hey, Dan, the exit out of the Vancouver Giants zone was beautiful. I mean, they moved that puck through that neutral ice area with some speed. And they've done a nice job, Vancouver, has an attacking. That bear came closer than I thought, Tom, to be honest with you. But, you know, they've used both sides of the ice on the entry.
Robic. Left wing side, Bouchard, shot, save made, Tendick, rebound, knocked away by the Giants. As David Tendick with some of his best saves of the early game. Byram to the right wing, and a shot up high and wide off the stick of Sortif. Kept in by Horning, he's going to walk in, untouched, and a shot scores! Connor Horning's got his first goal as a Giant.
Shepherd. One-on-one against Zazula. Shepherd got by him. Cutting to the front. Denied by Worm. Rebound. Worm stopped that too.
Wow. Cole Shepherd.
Right wing side made a miss. Penalty over. Bowen Byram back on the ice.
And a goal for the Tri-City Americans. A quick little bang-bang play at the side of the net.
Nielsen. Wide he goes. Cuts in. And a save made by Worm as Nielsen. And they score on the rebound.
Save initially, but the puck was just sitting there. And another first goal as a Giant.
Through the legs, back to Byram. Byram Nielsen, Bass in front.
Quick shot, they score! Pazuzu! Have yourself a night. Tyler Pazuzu, his second goal of the period, makes it 4-1.
The Vancouver Giants skate to a 4-1 victory tonight at Rogers Arena for Chevrolet Teddy Bear Toss 2019. I remember that game well. It was Chevrolet Teddy Bear Toss 2019, the debut of Tyler Pazuzu and Trevor Longo with the Vancouver Giants. It was a 4-1 win at Rogers Arena, and Pazuzu and Longo were now permanent fixtures with the Vancouver Giants. And to bring this show to a close, I thought it would be fitting to hear from Trevor Longo. Of course, he was the only Vancouver Giant that Tyler Pazuzu knew at the time of the trade to the Vancouver Giants. And that's because, well, he was traded alongside Trevor Longo to the Giants. And I'm very fortunate to have Trevor on the phone with me right now to share a Tyler Pazuzu story or two. Trevor, great to have you, man. First and foremost, how are you doing? Hope you're healthy. Hope you're doing your best to stay positive during these crazy times.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I'm doing well. These are some crazy times, but laying low. Obviously, it's super disappointing about the season and everything. But most important, I think everyone, my family and people I'm close with are healthy. So hope you're doing well, too.
Doing very well, man, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on this show and speak a little bit about a fellow that you've really gotten to know well over the past handful of years. Tyler told us the story on the interview about being called into Willie's office at about 2 in the morning after a trip to Lethbridge. You found out you were traded to your hometown Vancouver Giants. You knew you were coming with a teammate in Tyler Pazuzu. How did you react when you heard the news, Trevor? And did it make it, was it made any easier knowing that you would have Prez with you during the move?
Yeah, it was kind of a roller coaster. I mean, we just had a big thing last Prez. We got off the bus, unpacking a medicine hat, and then we both got called in for a meeting. At first, I had no idea what it was about. I thought it was about a performance that night, and I was a bit nervous, like, thinking, I don't think we played bad. And then, yeah, the conversation kind of led to telling us we're both traded, and we looked at each other, and we're like, well, that's so weird. Like, we both, he'd been there for 4 years. I was there for, like, going on 3.5. So, both kind of looked at each other like, this is so weird. And we talked on the phone, like, late that night after back in house was packing up and stuff, like, what are you bringing, like, we had no idea what to do. And the craziest part is we both knew we had to play in Rogers 1.5 days later at that point, since it was the middle of the night on that Sunday. So we were both nervous but both excited at the airport. We were just like, I don't know, reading about the Giants, looking up players. I knew about two guys, the Shepherds, and he knew nobody, just so I think he was a bit even more nervous, but he didn't show confident. First game, obviously, 2 goals. So, and there it goes. I mean, kind of a whirlwind, but I think, I don't know. I was very fortunate. We were both were.
Trevor, tell me a little bit about Tyler, the leader. Tyler, the player, you know, speaking with Michael Dick, speaking with Alex Canuck-Liepert, I mean, a lot has been made about Tyler's ability to lead, but you kind of had a front row seat to a lot of his growth and his evolution as a hockey player. What were some of the things that really made Tyler unique as a leader?
Yeah, I mean, when I came into Medicine Hat at 17, he'd already been there for 2 years. And so obviously I looked up to him a ton. Him and our captain Hamlin were kind of the two like foundation guys. Relied upon them, especially when he was going in his 19 and 20 year. So when we got traded over, I mean, he brought that right away. All the young guys, was obvious, looked up to him. Even some of the older guys did too, and he wasn't even there for a while. He was new. Like an example, like he would take a couple of 16-year-olds, he would take Leeser, he would take Cruz, 17, out golfing just once in a while, and they just bond. And it's not something that you see from a 20-year-old, not that often. But he just did it pretty often, like it was just normal. And I think if I was 16 or 17, a 20-year-old did that, it would feel pretty special. So I think that just shows to a T how good of a leader he is.
Michael Dick made it very clear, Trevor, that that trade, bringing you and Tyler to the Vancouver Giants, was a very instrumental part in kind of leading to the eventual turning, you know, the turnaround, the 11-game streak, ultimately securing second place, and what would have been home ice advantage in round number one of the playoffs against the Victoria Royals. Can you maybe just speak to that run and specifically what it was like coming to the rink every day with the guys, and especially when, in maybe turning this back to Tyler and shifting the focus a little bit, really seeing him doing his part to lead that charge and to play a big part in leading that charge offensively?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that 11-game win streak was one of the most fun playing hockey I've had in a long time. I mean, could be the most fun. Like every day we'd show up, we just confident, but at the same time just having so much fun coming to the rink, practice days, even the game days. It was just, I think we just knew we were clicking, and Tyler was a huge part of that. I mean, line kept the roof. I mean, he believed. I just kind of set the tone every night. They had so much speed, and Shepherd fit right in too. So I think Prez just complimented everyone on our front end, like on the power play and even 5-on-5 penalty kill. He just brought a lot to the table. And so I think that was a huge part of why we started to click. And it got us really excited for playoffs, which is why this whole situation is even more disappointing.
last question for you, Trevor, and we'll let you get on with your day. But just on behalf of yourself, one last time, really, just to say anything that you want to say with regards to Tyler and kind of the impact that he had both in Medicine Hat and in Vancouver, and your chance to address Tyler the friend, Tyler the hockey player, and Tyler the teammate.
A lot of thanks. I mean, he made my transition to the Giants easier. He was a guy to rely upon, me and for other teammates. He always brought his game. He went hard in practice, made everyone around him better. I think that was a Medicine Hat and brought it over to the Giants. And just like we've been talking about, he's just a great leader. And I think a lot of the leadership skills I've been building upon, I can learn and just watch him day to day and can improve him as a leader, because I think every single day he was consistent, steady, and just a good guy around. I mean, I think every single guy on the team can attest to that. I think he was inclusive.
Well said, my friend. Well said. And, you know, it's hard not to get emotional having this conversation because, I mean, we would have been right there in the thick of games 1 and 2 right now against the Victoria Royals. But, Trevor, really do appreciate you taking the time, man, to come on this show and speak a little bit of truth to your teammate and your friend. And, I'm just really looking forward to having another conversation with you sooner than later, man. So thanks for this. Stay healthy, stay safe, and I look forward to having another chat with you sooner than later. I really do.
Thanks, Dano. Have a good one.
Trevor Longo, longtime teammate of Tyler Pazuzu, with the last word on a wonderful WHL career that spanned 327 games. This has been a wonderful presentation of White Spot Giants this week. A huge thanks to Tyler Pazuzu. A big thanks to Trevor Longo. And we will talk to you next week, 10 to 11, right here on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650.